The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What are some of the common elements of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt? Instead of telling you one detail or the other, or let me put it this way, before talking about some of the specifics, some particular ones that we're going to talk about, I want to talk about a source that can give us all of them. That source is the Quran. The Quran. The Word of God. If you want to know the direction that the Ahlul Bayt are leading the Ummah towards, read the Quran. The Quran is the book of guidance based on which the Imams are guiding people, in a sense. That guidance, because that guidance comes from Allah. The Ahlul Bayt are living Qurans. The Quran is within them in many ways. It manifests through them. However, in terms of us accessing, our access to the guidance of the Quran are these words, the words and phrases. They had Quran within them. Whatever they did was the Quran. But if we want to ask and go to a source and read, the source we can read is the Quran. The work of God, the revelation from God that never changed, never will change. And it's always there for reference. Go to the Quran, look at the Quran. What does the Quran focus on? The Quran focuses on Tawheed. There's no God but God with a capital G. There's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no other deity. There's no other God. There's no other source of authority. There's no other person that can claim that I say and you do. It's only Allah and whomever Allah says, I want you to listen to this person. It's only He, no one else. Guiding mankind towards Jannah on earth and in the hereafter. These are different terms, different ways that the destination has been mentioned in the Quran. The strategies have been mentioned in the Quran. Go to the Quran, read the Quran, study the Quran, think about the Quran in order to understand. Read the Quran in light of the Quran. Look at what the Imams did. I don't know if this is a good way of explaining using the same analogy or the same example or method that was mentioned. If these guides are holding a map and they have distributed a map between all those who are going up the mountain, they keep telling the people that are with them, look, the map is with you. We're going to take you, but you got to look at your map. So that if at any point you're confused in terms of what direction I'm taking you, you can always go back to the map and know what direction exactly you're being taken. That's what we've been given. The map is the Quran. The Quran has been given to us. Specifically, what is the common element, the common factor that a little more practically in terms of decisions that are related to the ummah, decisions that will cause the ummah to either go one way or the other, the factor that if lost, if we don't pay attention to, if we don't keep it in mind, if we lose sight of it, we can start moving in a completely different direction. What is that? What's the element? As I said, because there's the Quran tells us many things and they're all true. The Ahlul Bayt are leading mankind towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran says that and it is true and that is correct. However, how do you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through those teachings? Which one? The salah part? The hajj part? This element? That element? Out of all these different factors, which one is most important? Which one is the one that if I take the others and leave this one, I will lose the direction? And if I take this one and miss some of the other ones, I will be able to get back on track? They're not all the same. Well, the Quran has given us that. The Prophet has given us that. The Ahlul Bayt have given us that. For some reason, we still have trouble, even as Shia taking it. We still have trouble taking it. The Quran tells us what? The Quran says, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum. One verse. Today your religion has been completed. Walaya man kuntu mawla fa'adha aliyun mawla. When that was announced to the people, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum. We completed your religion on this day. Without that, it's not complete. Have everything else. Don't have this, it's not complete. Have this, now it's complete. The other verse, Ya ayyuhar rasul, before it was announced, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalatah. O messenger, balligh ma unzila ilayk. Propagate, announce, mention what God has revealed upon you. Specifically then, it's the matter of Ghadir and Wilayah. If you don't, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you don't announce this one, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ, you have not delivered his risala, his mission and his message to mankind. This is what's essential. If you do this, that's when it's coming. If you don't have this one, then it's like you haven't done anything. All the other stuff is in vain. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, by announcing these verses, by making that setup with Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayhi, and Ghadir, by repeatedly mentioning the concept of wilaya and that Ali ibn Abi Talib is the Khalifa of Rasulullah, repeatedly mentioning that, not in Medina, from Mecca, from the early days, repeating that over and over and over and over, then all of the ahadith we have from the Imams, Bunya al-Islam ala khams, Islam is founded on five pillars. There are five pillars that hold Islam up. They are the prayer, the zakat, the fast and hajj and walaya, and then it says, وَمَا نُودِيَ بِشَيْءٍ كَمَا نُودِيَ بِالْوَلَايَ. There's nothing in Islam that has been called for the way walaya has been called for.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد. وصلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.